You know, Bravo Brazos Valley has been a platform for many great human service agencies in our towns, and you've heard quite a bit over the last 15 years about Voices for Children, CASA. That's the group that volunteers or advocates for children involved in the court system for their well-being. Meet Penny Beaumont. She started Voices for Children in 2001, but that's not the path that she had counted on.
I never did. My undergraduate degree is in Russian studies, which, of course, back in the dark ages, that was seemed like something I wanted to do. No, it never occurred that I would want to do that. Then after we moved to Bryan College Station, I worked at the university for some time, and I got to know Ann Richards. And so when she was elected, they were creating the Department of Protective and Regulatory Services because she wanted some of the big agencies under HHS to be moved out. So one day I get a call from the governor's office, and they said, well, we'd like to propose your name to the governor. I thought, oh, sure, fine, go ahead. And they called back an hour later and said, well, does your state senator like you? And I said, well, yes, I believe he does. He said, okay, you're it. So suddenly I am plunged into this world of human services about which I know practically nothing.
Well, needless to say, she was a quick study, a quick learner, and she soon developed a passion.
I came to realize how strong the need was. And then it was pointed out to me that Brazos County did not have a CASA program. I heard about CASA, the CASA volunteers and the CASA people would come and talk to the board. I received a one-year appointment, and then I was reappointed for 6 years. So I was on there for 7 years. So I had a lot of time to learn, and I learned more and more, and I learned more and more about how hard the caseworkers try, and they really do try to do their best, and how underserved they are in terms of support and the incredible number of cases they have to hold, take care of. And that's when I really became involved in CASA. So in 2001, as I said, I gathered together a group of people and said, let's see if we can't start a CASA program. In 2001, we had an amazing group of people who had a lot of talents, the right kinds of talents, and we got the thing created and got it started. From that time on, the more I've seen of the CASA volunteers, and more importantly, I've seen what they do for the children, I realize what a difference it makes. And those of us who've been fortunate to raise our children in loving homes, but we've been able to raise our children, they have stability, they have permanence, they know they have somebody who can care for them. These kids don't have that. There are not a lot of adoptive families out there. It's sometimes hard to find adoptive families, and that's where the CPS workers simply don't have time. Yes, they have adoption units, and that's their job, but they don't have the kind of time or the community connections that a CASA worker does.
So you see, Penny Beaumont takes the conversation back to the program. But I ask about the uniqueness of a job that counts on her to make a difference for so many children. More than 750 children in the Brazos Valley alone have been provided an advocate. The job, she says, is really that of the volunteer.
Well, I've never been an actual CASA volunteer. I've always done the fundraising and public affairs for them because that's what I can do. Right. But if you're a CASA volunteer, you're thinking, I've made a difference in this child's life. But I'm thinking also, he didn't seem quite well today. Is everything okay there? Is there something I should be looking out for? Maybe I should go see him again tomorrow, even though I was just there today. And they make these kids their own personal causes. You know, we used to tell the story at CPS, and I'm sure you've heard it many times, about the little boy walking down the beach and throwing starfish back in the ocean. And a man comes along and says, you know, you can't save all of those. And he picks one up and he says, no, but I can save this one.
Penny Beaumont, creator of Voices for Children, CASA, and the many volunteers. They are a Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.